the alloy will be driven.
Dirt.
Die to live. Your present ego will have to go. And the internal golden ego will come out. And that is will be really remembered in that ego, in that sphere, at Vaikuntha Goloka. In Vaikuntha, there is some calculation, the grandeur or reverence, power. And in Goloka, it is spontaneous and very plain, simple, beautiful. And the sacrifice, the degree of sacrifice is in its highest reach there in Goloka. Competition is there, but the just opposite. The opposite competition there. Yoga Maya, and this is Mahamaya. Yeah, outcarrying current and incarrying current. Gaur-hari-bol, vast land, and this is a small portion. Just as in a country, there are so many prison houses, and their position is very meager. So, the men is under good control of the government. The prison control is very in a very less position, also a very small position. So also Maya, only those that are the rebel, it is for them only. So this small portion occupied, and the vast portion is normal, with normal life, filled with normal. Tipadu vihuti, and this is ekupadu vihuti. Kya hari charan? Tiho jo tumi kakon jabe? Doctor asni agam.
Doctor is che isi ke chingu.
Oh, dekha hai galo?
Isi ke chingu. Doctor.
Oh, dekha galo. Doctor dekhte galo. Taka niye galo na? Doctor ke to bhij bhij dite hai. Tumi taka diya sho. Bolde.
Kandamala sir, he got some money. He will give. No, Mukundamala has some money.
Yeah,
I asked him yesterday, he said he will
have
some. No problem. Memory is not very sharp. Still I am going. I don't know how it is possible. Likhite kampo ye kar. Tabu likhi kano nahi. Something like my state is coming to be similar. I is lost there. Memory also slackened. Is anyhow, you relish my discourse. Mukam karoti vacharam pangam langharati hri. Mukam karoti vacharam. God works wonders. Adhutakram. Urukram. Urukram is the name of Vamana. Adhutakram also his name. That of wonderful strike. Is every step produces wonder. Urukram. Adhutakram means wonder. The mukam karuti bacharam. The one who can speak, he can speak through him. Catching cold. When young, in winter also, swimming in this pool, continued for hours together, swimming in the winter season. And now, the first verse, the prophet is there, O man plundered by fear and the sun shining wet, if something would be spared that it was needed not. My just pensioner, youth is prodigal severity, and old age is my just pensioner. Perhaps in his poem, Daffodils or something like that. Daffodils or lesser celandine. There is a flower which generally, when hail and storm comes, it closes itself. And sunshine shines, but it opens. But once Vasudeva is passing by a street where on the side that whether lesser celandine or there perhaps a type of flower he found there. And the hail and storm came, but the flower is exposed to the nature, not closed. Then I found that flower and muttered within myself, what is this? When hail and storm, it closes, and any amount under hail and storm it can tolerate for there. But now it's exposed, it won't close it. What's the matter? Then it came to my mind, it is old, and it has got no capacity of closing, exposed to the nature. And that came to draw this model. That young, many superfluous energy, which may not be necessary at that time, they are favorite, prodigal, who gives anything to anyone without caring for any, whether it will be finished or not. But whatever comes, it is prodigal. And miser, who generally does not want to give anything to anyone, his pension, no work, still he is to pay. So his condition is very peculiar, hopeless. So old age is miser's pensioner. He won't get anything. At young age, prodigal's favorite. So the conclusion, O man, from your fair and shining youth, if something could be spared that it needed not, and that if that may be added in your old age, it would have been better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes?
When should a devotee accept disciples?
What?
When should a devotee accept disciples?
Accept disciples?
Yes.
And he feels that it is necessary for the service of his guru and Lord. But he said, Guru Vaishnava Sampradaya, when feels bona fide urge within him that he has to do that on behalf for the satisfaction of your higher agencies. Not for his own, to satisfy his own whim, to get fame, name, money, etc. Kanok Kamini Pratishtha. The highest is pratishtha, fame, position, prestige, not for that. But for the service of the upper guru, arch he feels within him, he may, even sometimes reluctantly, he has to begin. And gradually, of course, he becomes accustomed to do that. But the starting must be with this sincere and a fair motive, not for himself, but for the service of his guru and for the benefit of the public. He's confident for the benefit of the public. He feels urge within him that they should be helped for the satisfaction of my Gurudev to continue his ways. Hari Govur. And also in the background he will find I was a patient. I have used this medicine, that, and I feel better. Out of disease, gradually. I am confident, sincerely confident, that this will help him as he did myself. That sort of background, and then that arch. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Chaitanya Dayal. Mahaprabhu.
Women can become guru?
Huh?
A woman can become guru?
Who?
A lady? Woman. Stri.
Yes, if he sincerely feels that he can help others, he may be. There are so many. Janmava Devi, wife of Nityananda Prabhu, she began extensively this spiritual movement. And there are many of them.
She must be in renounce order of life?
Of course, somewhat. Grihastha, when Grihastha, while she may initiate Grihastha.
Yes.
But generally it is not found that the ladies will take the robe of renunciation, that is red cloth or something. But they deal with, they may have respect even for the, of the sannyasins, but they remain as grihastha and may continue grihastha sishya.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, did he give that Babaji Vesh to anyone?
Yes.
He did.
Some. But that was, we find, that was considered something like Vanaprastha. Who had bona fide in the in their life of renunciation, but not very fit to preach. But bhajan would go beyond them. Such people got Babaji Vesh from him. In Vrindavan, no bad tendency, good character and good earnestness for taking the name, but not fitness to preach, to approach the public. Generally, such few persons were given Babaji Vesh in old age. Hare Krishna.
Did Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj use a Vyasa-san? Did he have a Vyasa-san
in his temples?
He's asking, did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada have Vyasasana in the mandir?
Vyasasana. Not permanent. The day of Vyaspuja, of course.
On the day of Vyaspuja, yes.
Not permanent Vyasasana, as I hear. The present Acharya of ISKCON, they have introduced. I don't know whether Swami Maharaj's time that was that fixed Vyasasana was there.
Yes, generally.
In most most established temples had one fixed Vyasasana for a Shri
Prabhupada. So they are following that order. But our Gurudev did not have any Vyasasana fixed thing. Or whenever he will come, everyone must go and offer some flowers for worship. This fashion also was not present that time. Of course, he has come from a particular place. Those who they are not engaged in the service outside, they will gather and have dandavat. And he will retire into his own bed, in room, chair. There was he had about one special room, and there the bedding and the chair and the floor and all the people we want and our obeisances. And sometimes one may sit there for some time, and sometimes after offering obeisances we will come back. No permanent establishment to show any respect.
There was one one of our godbrothers, he was a grihastha, and he was told by doctors that he will die very soon, within some 1 or 2 years. So our Guru Maharaj gave him this Babaji Vesh. He was an American. He was the only person he gave this dress. Then later, he was told by other doctors that he will live. So he went back to his family.
Oh, back to his family?
Yes. He came to Mayapur, Vrindavan, and he was told, ordered by Guru Maharaj, chant 1 crore and all this, eat only once, so on.
Make the best of a bad bargain.
Yes.
The standard will be lower, but still, considering his future, you can't follow up that standard. So don't go astray completely. As much as you can do, you do.
Yes.
Sometimes that is a discouraging incident in the organization. Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur.
Shri Dharmaraj, Lord Ramachandra, he took the vow of Eka Patni Vrata. Lord Ramachandra.
Ramchandra.
Yes.
He took one vrat.
Oh, Ramchandra.
Yes.
He took the vow of Eka Patni Vrata.
Eka Patni Vrata, yes.
So we see in society that there are generally more women than men. And it is a fact that every woman should be protected, either by first her father, then husband, then eldest son.
Yes.
So how are we to compensate for the excess amount of women who won't be protected if there's only, each man is only to take one wife?
This is general recommendation for the good of the society. That in Manu it is Pita Rukshati Kaumare, Bhatta Rukshati Yauvane, Bhadhakke Chasutu Rukhe, Nostri Sadantra Mahapne. Ladies should never be allowed to live an independent life. The father, she would be his guardian in her childhood, and the husband in her youthful life, And the old age, the sun will protect heart, give protection. This was the law in Manu, in the Hindu society in general. And we appreciate that. Where is the rub? Where is the difficulty? Generally, they need protection. Otherwise, if the society no such control, then they would be prey to any man and every man. That would be chaotic and free play of sensuality. Is that can be adored or respected? What is this? In the life of a jungle? So, and constitutionally they are such that they can't protect them. Man is the aggressor, woman aggressed, aggressed party. So if both let loose, then the man can control the woman easily. So special protection must come from the civilized. The men will come to protect their chastity. As they let loose, there will be like a jungle, there will be free play of sensuality. Is it desirable at all for any society, respectable society? The reality needs this. The free choice, there's no protection of the women, the men will, they will be prey to sensuality. And to check that, the guardian with strong hand should control them. They are weaker section. Sometimes against their will, they are forced to accept their lot, fate. So protection is necessary. Not only so, it is mentioned in some Jagmabhoiko or Sruti, the social law, that when they test whether a country has got good government, the test will be this, that if a young lady decorated by the ordinance, girls, can live under a tree at the night and none attacks him, then we shall say that the country is governed well. You see?
Yes.
Passing night under the shade of a tree, a young lady, well ornamented, well decorated, if she can pass her night safely under a tree, then real good government is in that land. That is the test of a good government. Such standard was in India.
But we see that the women in the West, they do not want protection.
Because they do not give much value in their chastity. They do not attach so much importance.
So then, should polygamy be allowed?
Polygamy,
should it be allowed?
Generally, it is allowed. It has been explained in this way. That good son, good child we want, independent of sensual pleasure. So, the ladies, they would have general inclination to get a good child. Good, so good seed is necessary for the land. We cultivated land, and the good seed, good crops. And the bad seed, bad crop. So unqualified persons should not be allowed only for sense satisfaction to marry and produce diseased child. Qualified children, the country would aspire after. And so men of good health and a good mind, they will be, they should be allowed to produce many child, many wife. It is for the good of the country. And only that union, the union object only should be to produce good child and not for sensual pleasure. That is the ideal. Pajaya Narottai in Gita, Kandarpa, Prajanoschasmi Kandarpa. I am last there only when there is necessity to produce a child, good child, not for sense pleasure. In Bhagavata, Pajaya Narottai, for child and not for roti, means sense pleasure. It is a degraded position of the mind to lose one's power, vigor. Sense pleasure, there is a reaction both the parties. Their health, mind, intellect, everything is lost. So that cannot be promoted, cannot be encouraged, that sort of union for pleasure. It has got far-fetching, no far-fetching good consequence. It is rather degrading to be to hanker for that is carnal desire. That is even that is found in the lower section of animals, higher section like lions and others. They are not prey to that sort of sense pleasure. So that cannot be encouraged in any way. But physically, mentally, morally, religiously, that should be avoided as much as possible. And only with the, when there is necessary, Das Devi is coming and producing a child. The purity of purpose, even it may not care for marriage as it was in ancient time. That marriage was, the marriage ceremony was also not necessary. If the mass has got such a degree of control, beyond misuse, if such time is possible, that none will misuse his energy. No spirit of aggression. No law is necessary. No protection is necessary. That is not necessary. As it was found in Tapovan generally, in the circle of the rishis. It was, they may be free. Everyone have self-control. And undesirable. Only when some inspiration comes to produce a child, then only they will prajanas chasmi. Otherwise they are all brahmachari, intact. Only for the to do the duty, to discharge the duty, they will be with the spirit of doing some duty and not for their sense pleasure. That is, may not be practicable, but this idea is there. The full self-control and the waste of energy and the sense pleasure, to become a victim of sense pleasure like a beast. Is that a life?
Where is that Tapovan? Tapovan?
Scattered here and there in Vinda, in the bed of Himalaya and so.
Ah, yes.
So we see now that the society is so overrun with Varna Sankara. That the society now is overrun with Varna Sankara.
Varna Sankara.
Varna Sankara.
So what would a Krishna conscious government do to rid itself of this Varna Sankara? How would they control it? Or rid themselves of it?
That is more wide view. from more wide view, anyone come to, this is Sattva-guna arrangement in the Gunamaya Jagat. And the Mahaprabhu said, none is disqualified. Even a Antaja is qualified, a Brahmin unqualified. And the Nirguna movement, they all vitiated here from top to bottom. The whole thing is sinful, more or less. From the consideration of the Nirgun plane, the Brahmin holding the highest position, highest control, the master of his own senses. But if devoid of devotion to Krishna, he is also an worst rebel. From Brahma's view, this differences is neglected. And anyone who has got a Shraddha, real Shraddha, while wandering through the circles of different birth and death, wherever we find the Shraddha, in the lowest or in the highest, we accept them. So no much importance is given on this Sattvika guna, in the relatively good and bad. The Sattvika, the morality, the purity of exploitation in the world, that is good. But if it's not connected with Krishna consciousness, then it's good, bad, everything is bad. Because the man on the topest, who holding the position in the topest place, he will again have to go to the lowest position. Do you see?
Yes.
No permanent position. Temporary good position, but that will lead him again to the lower position. So when the consideration comes for the eternal relief, with low and up, no much consider, no difference. Sometimes the lower may have greater chance. Dinere odhik daya kare Bhagavan, pulin kandik chani bhara abhimam. Okay. কত বাইন দেখো তো ডাক্তার চলে গিয়েছে ডাক্তার এই ছিল দেখতে হরিচরণ ওখানে তো ডাক্তার এই ছিল তুমি জানো না এখানে আচ্ছা আর এই আসেনি এই গেল তার মেয়ের সঙ্গে দেখা করতে acceptance of the Guru Gaya. Then sadhan dasa, to go on with the sadhan, the processes to for realization. Savan kirtan, sadhu sanga savan kirtan, savan mani bandhan, etc. Then apan dasa, then he can feel within himself that he has reached the desired position, apandasa, then prapam, then he may feel the influence within itself to distribute to others for their good. Prapam. Prathamta, to one's own satisfaction, he'll listen and prasna korbe, paripat, paripasna evan seva. Higher knowledge jodi pete hoy, ta amra ehi hobe amader attitude. Ki? Eta study dara hai, nayamatma prabhachane lobhu, no medhaya ba bahu na suti no. Esave dahara. Jami bhaisa vrinute teno lobhu. A higher knowledge, superior spiritual knowledge, the nature of chai. Tini jake boron kodben se pabe. Ami chesta kulle take pabona. A jane sarnagoti sahaja, o yonsun nan, se ta balahe se bezete, tatasa guru me bhavi gachit, yaro irakum aspiration vetre jegete, guru me bo obhi gachit, sammak gachit, You have a Samitpani Sutriyam Brahmanishtam. Samitpani, when you say, the Yajnadi have a tar upokaran sangeni, nijer goro je jabe, sangeni, kar kache jabe, na Sutriyam Brahmanishtam, Suti Shastri Janpa, Parudarshitati, among jini tate nishtha yukta, practical, both theoretical and practical knowledge. Amun bhaktir kache jete hai. এলো বেজের কথা উপনিষদে ভাগবতে বলছেন সাধ্যে পরেই তিনি স্নাতং ব্রহ্মণ্যুপসমাশ্রম, যেখানে যাবে তিনি শব্দশাস্ত্রে অর্থাৎ শাস্ত্রে শ্রুতি শাস্ত্রে পুরাণ টুরাণ গীতা শাস্ত্রেতে তার অভিজ্ঞতা থাকবে, আর পরে এবং পরতত্ত্বে শাস্ত্রের উদ্দিষ্ট যে তত্ত্ব তাতেও তাঁর জ্ঞান থাকবে, অভিজ্ঞতা থাকবে। শুধু পণ্ডিত পড়া পণ্ডিত হলে হবে না, এবং শুধু রিয়েলাইজেশন হলেও একটু বোঝাবার পক্ষে অসুবিধা হবে, এই দুটো থাকলে ভালো। বুঝে নিজের অনুভব করছেন এবং সেইটে শাস্ত্রের সাহায্য আপনাকে
ফ্লোরিডা ইন মায়ামি অর সামথিং লাইক দ্যাট মেবি গেইনসভিল ফ্লোরিডা
ডিড ইউ নট মিট অচ্যুতানন্দ অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম Or Chidananda is expected, I have here?
Not certain.
Not certain.
A rumor. Yeah.
One Brahmaratra was entered into that night.
Yes.
Time and space can be controlled by handling the consciousness. More time, eh? When one goes, the unit also varies. If one goes to Satyalok, a moment there, when he comes back, yuga finished. It is unit. The human hour, in 1 hour, whereas there may be worms or insects, a thousand generations finished within 1 hour of human life. Mm. The unit of time is measured, can be measured very immediately, and big. The standard, or like hypnotism, the control from the subjective center, the big and small, all relative. According to the longevity, the division of the time, bigger and smaller. Which is small to Brahma is big to us. One Brahmaratri was entered in Rasa Lila. In one night, it was managed, the one Brahmaratra was entered there. Still, but the gopis, it seemed that within a moment the whole night finished. This night. The intensity of happiness was of such a degree that the thought only finished. When we began just now, and it is finished. What is this? From the absolute measurement, Sukadev says, one Brahmaratra was entered within. Still, the relative consciousness dismissed that. No? The smallest period of time, this night. So all control that hypnotizes, the subjective control. Do you understand? Fossil is not the controller. Object is not the controller of experience. But just like hypnotism, the super subject is controlling the whole thing, what to see, what to feel, what to hear. Not anything fixed from the objective world. But as this super subject wants me to see, I cannot but see them, to hear them, to experience them. Urdham ulamadasyatmasyattam prahulabhyam chandangri jashtivaru jastam veda svabhedavit. The vedavit, ved means the knowledge transmitted from above to the lower. The revelation, the knowledge of revelation, that is the truth. The knowledge of experience has no value. It is all concoction, illusion. Misunderstanding, praying of misunderstanding, misjudgment. So no knowledge of experience can be relied on. for Tanishtha Muni, we have to judge anything in the connection of reality. In the connection of reality, no knowledge drawn from our experience can be utilized. Because of this misconception. Only real knowledge can come down from the quarter of normal understanding, that is through the Veda. So, Sauta Siddhanta, Sruti, and all these Pramana, evidences, constant. Do you follow? Pratyakha, Aparakha, Pratyakha, Kirti Pramana, Pratyakha,
Anuman.
Anuman, and another. Pratyakha, Anuman, Aro.
Upuman.
Upuman. In the case of understanding about reality, consideration about reality, all these are cancelled. Because it is drawn from the world of misconception, maya, maja. But it's not that. Maya means maja. Ja means je. And ma means no. What?
Oh, explain. Please explain.
And another way
maya,
of explaining.
Please explain the maya.
Maya. Maja. Ravi Thakur is a yetakur, the Bishop Jan Natak Naki. Vishajan Natak. In the Gita, this is maya, mahamaya. Mahamaya means the greatest hoax. Mahamitha. Mahamaya mani mahamitta, maya mani mitta. Maja, ja noetai, false. Mahamaya mani great hoax. Ei bole pali, ei bole kapali, kasi na? Poro nahi tumi. Ani ajin jaldi ho tishe rege. Pori nahi. Maya, maja, ekta artho, derivative meaning. Another niyate anaya iti maya.
Niyate anaya.
There is measured knowledge. Measured. Infinite ke, তার ইনফাইনিট ক্যারেক্টারিস্টিকে এলিমিনেট করে আমরা মেজার আমার স্বার্থেতে আমার ইন্টারেস্টেতে যেটুকু দরকার আমি মেজার করে নিচ্ছি আয়রন হোয়াট ইজ দিস খুব এটা শক্ত এটা এই কাজে লাগে এই কাজে লাগে আমাদের সোশ্যাল ভ্যালুয়েশন তাতে ঘাড়ে চাপাচ্ছে একটা গাছ নিম গাছ উই আর গিভিং সাম স্ট্যান্ড অন দি এনভায়রনমেন্ট অ্যান্ড ইন আওয়ার ভোকাবুলারি উই কন্টিনিউ দ্যাট সর্ট অফ নলেজ ইন দ্যাট প্লেস কিন্তু সেটা ইউনিভার্সাল নয় যেটা আমার পক্ষে দি কনসেপশন অফ এ পার্টিকুলার থিং হোয়াট ইজ ট্রু ইন মাই সোসাইটি দ্যাট ইজ নট ট্রু ইন অ্যানাদার সোসাইটি হোয়াট ইজ পয়জন টু মি দ্যাট ইজ নেক্টার টু অ্যানাদার দি অক্সিজেন ইজ আওয়ার লাইফ দি অক্সিজেন ইজ পয়জন টু ট্রি সো অ্যাবাউট অক্সিজেন উই হ্যাভ রেকর্ডেড সামথিং বাট দি ট্রি ওয়াটার দে উইল record something else. In this way, this thirst stamp of the environment, that is not that got any reality. That is all relative calculation interest. So, miyate anaya, measured, the knowledge by which we measure things. But that is, everything has got infinite capacity, quality, direction, inconceivable position, that is reality. And we put some partial interested opinion in them that they are such, but they are not such. Independent of my selfish interest, they have got their independent value. What is that? So, miyati, this mind, knowledge, experience of this world, all cancelled. That not stand in the plane of reality, real calculation. That is shabda. That means the unfallible region. Their record of their acquaintance. And when that is extended to us, we must rely on that. And we won't rely on the knowledge of our own experience. In another is a ninth relation of knowledge. Pratyakha, parokha, aparokha, adhukshaja, and apratyakha. Five stages of knowledge. Pratyakha. Sense, direct sense, paroka, experienced by other, not by that is Paraksha. Aparaksha Anubhuti, it has been told that in our sound sleep or samadhi, we have got a sort of experience. Sukhamam Matsav, some. I slept a good sleep, happily. I slept happily. But at that time, I have got no knowledge. But when you come down, I say, I assert that I slept very happily. So a sort of particular knowledge was there. Otherwise, how can, when I come, I can assert? That has been told as aparaksha anubhuti by Shankar school and others. Then the Ramanuja comes and says that the fourth stage of knowledge, and that is adhokshaja. Adhokshatam indriyajam jnanam. Vidya is a transcendental knowledge which supersedes all knowledge of experiences. In other words, super subjective knowledge. You know, when that fine and subtle knowledge comes down in the frame of my existence, my soul, I can trace it, I can feel it, I can understand. And when it withdraws, I have no heart. The finer knowledge can descend in my gross consciousness. And when that withdraws itself, I can't help.
I not can follow you, the other suggestions.
Adhokshaja. Adhokritam indriyajam jnanam jena. Indriyajam jnanam, sense experience, knowledge.